Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of marchers took to the streets of Yemen's capital Sana'a, protesting an apparent Saudi-led coalition airstrike that killed more than 140 people, happened at a funeral of the father of a prominent Houthi rebel official. Hundreds more were wounded. Houthis are blaming the coalition for the airstrike, and the Saudis said they would investigate that attack. VOA asked University of New South Wales scholar Anthony Billingsley if the attack was deliberate.
My suspicion is that it is a deliberate attack. The fact that there were some senior Houthis in the audience, probably they had some sort of intelligence that they'd be there. The Saudis have, I think, been targeting civilian targets all the way through this conflict.
Meantime, the U.S. Navy says two missiles were fired today from rebel-held territory in Yemen. They landed near an American destroyer passing by in the Red Sea. U.S. Navy also said the missiles were fired several days after a ship from the United Arab Emirates was fired upon and damaged. German police are saying today that they have arrested a Syrian man who is suspected of plotting a bomb attack. Jaber al-Bakr's arrest comes after police found explosive material in his Leipzig apartment, like the material used in the Paris and Brussels bombings, the explosive material known as TATP. Al-Bakr is believed to have had internet contact with the Islamic State. Ethiopian government announcing a six-month state of emergency in response to a growing anti-government protest across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. This is VOA News. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeastern Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim blamed the Kurdistan Workers' Party for the suicide attack. Hurricane Matthew has now been downgraded to what is known as a post-tropical cyclone. It's nearing the end of a week-long march through the Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast. That storm killed nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. In addition to the many deaths, Matthew left heavy destruction on the island. World Vision National Director in Haiti, John Hassey, speaks with VOA about what his team is finding.
What we're seeing, our assessment teams are saying, and our partners are saying, that 80 to 90% of the houses and people's livelihoods, their crops, their cows, their trees, their mango trees, their banana trees, they're all destroyed. Just, you know, scenes of just destruction. That was many of our staff, they live through the earthquake, and yet they're just seeing, they're almost speechless when they see what the destruction is.
Hurricane Matthew also left several other Caribbean islands, including Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, and the Bahamas, in varying states of devastation. In U.S. presidential politics, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton faced off late Sunday for the second of 3 presidential debates before the November 8th election. In 2005, Trump boasted on a video that he could grope women because he is a star. The video was released by the Washington Post Friday. Hillary Clinton said the comments are an indication of Trump's unworthiness to be president.
I said starting back in June that he was not fit to be president and commander-in-chief. And many Republicans and independents have said the same thing.
Trump responded with an attack on Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, who was impeached while in office for lying to a grand jury investigating a sex scandal involving him and a White House intern.
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, mine are words and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women.
The two candidates also debated many other issues, including immigration, the economy, international policy, and trade. And Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says he will donate his Nobel Peace Prize, $900,000, to victims of the 50-year-long civil war in his country. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.